Hi, this is Jerome Gil Martin, JMJ Catholic Radio, bringing local and EWTN Catholic programming to northeastern and central Pennsylvania. Welcome to the In the Father's Hands program with host Mary Kate Grady. Mary Kate's guest today is Jerry Bauman, founder of Divine Mercy for Youth and the Children of Our Lady of Mercy. Originally from Pennsylvania, God has led Jerry to various places to share God's great mercy with others. Jerry began working in parish ministry in Scottsdale, Arizona, teaching the faith to young Catholics, leading youth prayer groups, retreats, and mission work to help the poor. From Arizona, he was led to begin working in street ministry in Chicago, Illinois. And during his time there, he was especially guided to helping the youth come to know the love and mercy of Jesus, as well as the powerful care of His Blessed Mother for them. Back home in northeastern Pennsylvania, Jerry now leads the group Divine Mercy for Youth, a street ministry for young people that feel unloved, unwanted, and forgotten. In 2020, Jerry also started the Children of Our Lady of Mercy Eucharistic Marian Holy Hours. He has authored two books and has traveled throughout the U.S. giving talks on divine mercy and the importance of family holy hours with the heart of Mary. Mary Kate?
Thank you so much, Jerry, and it's so good to be with you all. Again, this beautiful month of June, the month devoted to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, and we just pray He will unfold us in His Most Sacred Heart. Before we jump into the program, just a reminder, please keep JMJ Catholic Radio in your prayers. Make sure to listen to JMJ and spread the word around to your friends and to get good, solid Catholic programming surrounding ourselves with the holy things of our faith. And if you're able to, in any way, support JMJ financially, that would be wonderful also. You can contact them at JMJ Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 851, Pittston, Pennsylvania, 18640, and a phone number is 570-287-4670. And let's go ahead and open up our Bibles to the Gospel of St. John, excuse me, chapter 10, verses 27, where Jesus shares with us, excuse me, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." As always, I invite you to sit with this verse, not just today, but throughout the week. The Heavenly Father is holding you. He has a plan for your life, and He loves you. And nobody can take us out of His hand, and nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. We thank You for this gift, Heavenly Father. Amen. And I'm really excited today to welcome Jerry on the program. Jerry, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So, Jerry, let's just jump right in. I always like to ask my guests if they don't mind sharing with us a favorite verse of Scripture and why it's meaningful to them.
Sure. Well, one of my favorite ones, because there's quite a few, actually, but it's the Gospel of John, where Jesus is at, Mary's at the foot of the cross, and Jesus says to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." And then he says to the disciple John, "Behold your mother." It's one of my favorite ones because it's when Jesus gave us his beautiful mother for us to be our spiritual mother and for us to be her spiritual children. And so that's one of my favorites because, of course, you know, I'm really feel called to spread Marian consecration for children and families and really for everyone. So that's why it's one of my favorites.
And I'm sure in your ministry and work that you've done, Jerry, you probably see a lot of people that need the Blessed Mother in such an intimate, strong way, like people that don't have moms or their moms are struggling and can't mother them. I'm sure you've probably seen the need for her a lot.
Yeah, we do, especially working with kids in the street. You know, sometimes they don't even live with their parents. You know, they live with relatives or uncles. And I remember one time with the Divine Mercy ministry, we have food trailers that go out into the housing projects, and we give free pizza, and then we offer prayer kits to the kids and their families as well. But I remember not too long ago, this one young boy, we were giving out lemonade, and he came over to me, and he kept getting more lemonade, and like three glasses at a time. And I said, you can come back as many times as you want. And he kept coming back. And I said to him, I said, who are you giving the lemonade out to? And he says, all my friends and my family. And I says, you're giving them to your mom and dad? And he says, no, my mom and dad died years ago in a car accident. And then, so then when he came back the next time for lemonade, I offered him, as I do with all the kids, a little prayer kit. And in the prayer kit, it has the Divine Mercy image, and it has a beautiful image of Mary. And there's prayers on the back as well. They're 5x7s. And we even give the kids out little stands for the glass stands, plexiglass for the, so they could have a little, create a little prayer area in their bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And when I talked to him, I said, so do you know who Jesus is? And he says, kind of. So we talked about that. I said, do you know who Mary is? And he says, no. I said, well, Mary's the mother of God. And I said, so from now on, I want you to know something. I says, Jesus is going to be your father. And Our Lady, the mother of God, is going to be your mother. So I said, I want you to go home and take these prayers and pray them and start talking to Jesus and Mary every day as your best friends. And I said, they're going to take care of you the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. And that was a real, you know, I always see these kind of things, and they're really small but beautiful miracles that are taking place. And sometimes we get a chance to see what happens with the children and some of the families later on in life. Not all the time, but sometimes we see. And so
wow, it's beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful thing.
And I'd like to say there, Jerry, that they're actually big miracles, really, aren't they? Like small, but they're actually huge, because every single person's life is so meaningful that even just like a moment of hope for a child is like a huge deal, you know?
Yeah, and in street ministry, it's different. So I've learned a long time ago, in the very beginning of doing street ministry, where, you know, our Lord, for me in particular, has called me to, you know, share our Lord's love, to be Christ to people, and not necessarily that I could fix their problems, because some of their problems are so severe, and they live in complete chaos and sometimes war zones, and, you know, with the all kinds of crime and even shooting stuff. But for me to be Christ-like and to offer them the image of Divine Mercy, and then allow our Lord to just take control and take after that, and whatever happens, sometimes we just never know. But
mm-hmm.
That's one of the things I learned. And even in spiritual direction, you know, my spiritual director at that time says, you know, Jerry, don't try to fix their problems, don't try to take them out of their chaos, help them to learn to know that they're loved by our Lord in the chaos, and that they can go to Him. So that was like one of the first things I learned.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Thanks for sharing that. So, Jerry, tell us just a little bit, maybe before we go into your ministry, especially talking about the adoration ministry you have. I just wanted to ask you if you wouldn't mind sharing with us maybe an experience or two in your life where you really felt like the Heavenly Father was holding you in His hands and guiding you.
Well, when I was, I came from a big family, six of us all together, brothers and sisters. Mom and dad was raised Catholic. I can remember I was a little altar boy. And so I grew up in a good Catholic home. My mom was very devout to Our Lady, and she's really actually very much the one that taught me how to pray the rosary and my brothers and sisters and the true devotion to Our Lady. My dad was a fireman, so he would be at work on and off shifts, like 3 days at a time and stuff. And so when my father was home, we all prayed the rosary. And when he wasn't home, my mom was the one that kept teaching us about Our Lady in a very special way, as a mother could.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I was a little child, I remember having these beautiful conversations with our Lord. And I can remember from around 5 years old. And I always just felt this very natural communication with Jesus, and he always used to speak to my heart in a way that I could recognize. And with my mother's love with the Our Lady, just brought that all together in a beautiful way at a very young age. And that's how I grew up. And so I always had a very natural and beautiful intimacy with our Lord and our Lady.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really just like on the streets. For me, our Lord came to me as a young child in the sense of, having an interior, beautiful prayer life. And it was our Lord that did it. And I can remember on an early age that, I didn't know certain things, but I remember our Lord putting into my heart very clearly that someday he was going to call me to do a particular mission. And from time to time growing up, he used to share within my heart that, the world was going to become a very troubled world, and he was going to call me. And of course, I never really knew what that meant at a young age.
Sure,
and so I
got
older, and then I went through a really very deep conversion. So that beautiful intimacy and what I just said about our Lord coming to me versus me going to our Lord, that's what happens so many times on the street. If you bring Christ to someone, he takes over, and all of a sudden they experience what many times they call the experience of the living Christ within your soul.
And
it's an action of God that takes place. And all we need to do is just be Christ-like to people. Mm.
It seems like, Jerry, what kind of maybe what you're saying, if I'm right, is that, a lot of times, like that verse, be still and know that I am God, that God does a lot of the work in us. He needs us to sit back and say yes. And I think sometimes we like try so hard, but like God's the one doing the work, and even it comes to growing closer to him, not that we don't develop a prayer life and be committed, but he's the one coming into us, drawing us to him, and sometimes it's not up to like all the hard work we're doing to grow closer to him. It's a matter of letting him come in, I think, and being still sometimes just to listen.
In St. Faustina's diary, Jesus says, it's a conversation with a soul. And he says to the soul, he says, I make the first move to come to you because I know by yourself you're unable to come to me. And that's what Jesus does,
Mm-hmm. Jerry, I was wondering, we have so many beautiful devotions in our church. Why were you so attracted or drawn into the Divine Mercy devotion?
I think it's pretty simple. From early on as a child, getting into trouble but also trying to be a good Catholic and listen to your parents and that. From my interior prayer life, constantly playing with Jesus as a young boy and talking to him and trying to listen and, it just is that beautiful. Again, it was from early on this call that I knew one of the things that was placed in my heart at a young age was whatever God was calling me to later on in life, it had to do with, I can remember, in my heart listening and knowing that our Lord wanted me to love and to show mercy. And to be honest with you, I didn't really know what mercy meant at that time. Except for like things that like forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother also taught us the Chaplet of Divine Mercy before it was even, well known into the church and stuff. So she worked for a rectory for the priest, St. Paul's Church in cleaning, and the priest gave her the diary of St. Faustina.
Oh, wow.
A long time ago. So when we were growing a little bit older, I'm talking like 8, 9 years old, she had this diary. So she started to teach us about Divine Mercy.
Okay.
And so we had the complement of the Rosary and Divine Mercy. And so that was the beginning of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, it took root a little later when I started to really do ministry. And I met this beautiful priest, Father Kaz, at the National Shrine of Divine Mercy. And he really took me under his arms and taught me a lot of stuff, and I would go up to the Marian Fathers all the time And so it really became embraced, I'd say, more fully then, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And my family's partial to the Divine Mercy also, so I'm right on key with you there. Jerry, tell us a little bit about the most recent call that the Lord has placed in your life concerning Eucharistic adoration and families.
So that's, you know, when I think about my life starting at a young age, I've really gone through a lot of, I guess, different types of journeys with our Lord. And all of them evolve into more. And but a few years ago, my kids and I were in at Sunday Mass, and all of a sudden I really experienced this beautiful presence of our Lord coming from the altar. And on the street, when you do street ministries, a lot of times our Lord will do that in a way that you can recognize and understand that he's present to you. And it's also a grace that you can, you know, better help people. And so it's really an act of mercy on our Lord's part for me, so that it enables me to help people more, to lead them to him. So this particular Sunday at Mass, all of a sudden I felt a strong presence of our Lord, kind of like a lot of times on the street that happens from time to time. And he was very pleased that my children and I were there at Mass. That's what mm-hmm. part. And it was real simple. And then I felt a strong presence of Our Lady's love. And when I felt that, and also coming from the altar, which was very significant for me to understand, because, you know, people don't realize that during Mass, Our Lady is very much there with her Son.
Mm-hmm.
We don't always think that way. And when I felt the strong love from Our Lady in my soul, I seen these words, "Children of Our Lady of Mercy." And after I seen these words in my soul, Our Lady asked me within my soul to consecrate my children to her Immaculate Heart. Now, I've done that many times. However, for some reason, she wanted me to do that again, and I did. And then these words came to me in my soul, and Our Lady said, the words were like this. Our Lady said, "When you consecrate your children to my Immaculate Heart, I will then help them to develop their interior life of trust in my Son Jesus." And so after that Mass, I went home, and I started to write a consecration prayer for children. And that was the stages of Children of Our Lady of Mercy. And it evolved since then, you know, a lot of spiritual direction and prayer. And so the message today that we're really trying to promote all over the world and different parts of the country as well is the importance for families and children to be in front of a sacrament with Our Lady.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a very unique spirituality in that, a very beautiful call. And so I just recently put together this little booklet to help moms and dads. But Our Lady's message through Fatima and many sources, you know, has always called the children. And even some of the popes have called on the children to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And so we see that in the history of our church and through many of the beautiful saints, their lives. And so it doesn't stop. And if anything, right now it increases this message that Our Lady is getting out. But it's so important for children in the power of their prayers, their innocence, to be with Our Lady, loving and adoring our Lord. And what's unique about what I just wrote about recently in the booklet to help families is that as the children adore our Lord and adore his mercy in a very beautiful way, our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament with Our Lady, our Lord desires us to love and honor Mary in his Eucharistic presence. Mm-hmm. And so it's a very beautiful and powerful holy hour that can take place. And so together with the children with Our Lady, as they pray, they join their prayers like Our Lady has said throughout, in all different beautiful places, to pray for the conversion of hearts, salvation of souls, to pray for our families, and for pray for peace in the world. And so that's our message that we're really have developed in a beautiful way, and is trying to get it out there. Today, in today's world, we know families are under attack. Mm-hmm. Society is just, you know, off the charts with violence. And I really believe that if we bring our children in front of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament with Our Lady, and we consecrate our children, the children renew their consecration in the Blessed Sacrament, and they join their prayers with Our Lady, praying the rosary, praying the chaplet, loving and adoring Jesus, and in turn, loving and honoring Mary in Jesus' Eucharistic presence. That is a beautiful holy hour. And out of that, I believe many hearts will be converted and souls will be saved and restore peace in the home and in our world. And this is the most important thing I really feel that we can be promoting in our Catholic Church today is Eucharistic adoration with Our Lady and the children.
Something I just wanted to ask you to speak to just for a moment, Jerry, is I think that some people get nervous about bringing like kids to adoration or church because they feel like they can't sit still long or what have you. And I think that I think sometimes it's like almost a tactic of the devil to scare people away because it is so powerful. And I do think that children, you know, every child's different, but I do think children can come in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and if they're shown how to pray, can be there for a period of time and be okay with it, and even, you know, it'd be take it in and just enter into it. What would you share about that, Jerry?
Well, what does our Lord say, right? He says, let the children come to me. And so that's the nice thing about our Lord. He's so loving. He's friendly. He's real. Mm-hmm. He's a friend. And so, you know, when we go in Eucharistic adoration, obviously we want to teach our children to be respectful and reverent and, you know, to first come in. And when I work with the kids, we have, for the last couple of years, we at St. Thomas More Parish, we have a beautiful children's prayer group in Holy Hours. And so when we gather with the children, we tell them, you know, now remember when you're coming in, you want to be very respectful. We all want to kneel down and bless ourselves because Jesus is truly here in the Blessed Sacrament. And we want to invite Our Lady to be with us and to pray with us. And so, of course, you want to teach your children. And we have a new adoration chapel we started at St. Thomas More Parish. Okay. And so we're really inviting families, moms and dads, to spend a private holy hour with their children and to lead them. Mm-hmm. And so we should not be afraid. You know, our kids are going to move around. They're going to,
sure.
You know, sometimes they might even laugh at each other and be a little silly. As long as we help the children be respectful to our Lord and know that, but we can't worry about too much of how holy we are or not. Jesus wants us to be in the Blessed Sacrament. And the nice thing is, you know, I always say, like, Jesus is a big boy. He can take care of himself.
True.
So don't be afraid to bring your children in there. And even if they're a little disruptive, he understands. He knows. I mean, and parents know, you know, how sometimes frustrating our children can be to us when they act up a little bit, even in front of the sacrament. But allow all this to take place in front of our Lord so that he can give us the graces we need and you know, and even including healing at different times.
Mm-hmm.
So never to be afraid to come to our Lord. And the nice thing about Our Lady, when we invite Our Lady in the Blessed Sacrament, I mean, she is there with her son.
Yeah.
But when we invite her, it does something. It helps our children to recognize Mary's there helping us, too, to pray to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so there's a very beautiful relationship taking place there. And the more we depend on Our Lady to help us be really loving and beautiful in front of our Lord, that's the whole recipe right there, you know?
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that, Jerry. That's beautiful. Your ministry And, you know, we're kind of winding down here with time. I didn't know if you'd mind sharing with us ways that people could make contact with you to find out about either one of your ministries, but especially this one with Adoration. How could people get in touch with you, Jerry, to find out more?
So we have two websites. One is Divine Mercy for Youth, and it has a lot of footage of our street ministry with the food trailer. And we have it's divinemercy.org. And we have another website called childrenofourladymercy.org that we created that has a lot of the spirituality. That is being updated more of our messaging today. And you could also find us on Adore Him Daily, which is Michael McGlenn's website, because he promotes very heavily films on Eucharistic adoration. And he was just in here filming with us on our parish, on the Children of Our Lady Mercy Eucharistic and Marian Holy Hour. So he just did a great film, and it should be uploaded fairly soon. And the National Shrine of Divine Mercy did a story on us as well.
Okay.
And so you can go to Divine Mercy, the Divine Mercy, and just type in Children of Our Lady Mercy, Divine Mercy for Youth, Jerry Ballman, and you'll be able to find some film clips with which they did.
Nice. Okay, that's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that, Jerry, so people can reach out to you, find out what you're doing, but also get more information about doing holy hours and bringing their children. And I just want to ask everybody out there and just tell you myself, Jerry, that you're in my prayers, and you know, keep up all the wonderful work that you're doing.
Thank you very much, and I really hope to we create these new materials to get to moms and dads, because the little domestic church is so important right now. So I really encourage moms and dads to get this material. It's free, and start doing Eucharistic and Marian Holy Hours with your children.
Wonderful. And, you know, God bless all of you. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you again next time, and God bless you, Jerry, and finish out the month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus strong. If you have a statue, bring flowers or light a candle, and just let his love wash over you onto the world. Thanks so much, Jerry. God bless you all, and have a good day. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.